greet each one of you in the precious name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just thank you for granting me a sabbatical this past year, a little over a year, actually, with some of the things we went through, and just appreciate the ministerial team granting that to me, as well as, I don't know if you had a lot to say to it, but at least for there were words of affirmation of being on sabbatical, and so I appreciate that. The first song we sang, there's one phrase there. It says, ponder anew what the Almighty can do. It's what he can do, but also this morning as we think of this service, it's reflective. Ponder anew what the Almighty has done already for us. And I trust that we can just do that in a fresh way, grow a little bit in our understanding of what God actually has done for us. Second song, let me see thy face, Lord, feel thy touch of power. I think it's important that we're reflective of what the work of Christ has done for us and will continue to do in us. And if we ever come to the place where we don't feel like we need to ponder anew or to have a deeper understanding of what his work means to us, then I think it's an indication of how limited our understanding really is. Because the more we understand of the ways of God, the more we realize the depths are just endless of what there is to learn. This morning I'd like to, in the devotional, think of putting on. This morning, you know, we're all here, we're dressed, we put on the physical clothing. But Scripture talks about putting on, and there are a number of different things, and I'd like to see what input you have. What are some of the things that Scripture tells us to put on? Give me feedback. What's one of them? The whole armor of God. Bowels of mercies, that's one's in 1 Thessalonians. Sorry, Colossians. Okay, what else? The new man. The Lord Jesus Christ. Charity. But above all, put on charity. Yes. Okay, good. There are a number of them were gotten. There are a few more. Might refer to the list later. Invite you to turn to Romans 13. And I'll be reading verses 10 through 14. There are two things to put on in this passage here. Romans 13, starting in verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I think these two here, put on the armor of light and put on the Lord Jesus Christ, are parallel statements. When we put on the armor of light, we are putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And so we put on the armor of light, which is parallel to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I think that is the armor of God as well. It is the new man. I'd like to turn to Ephesians 6, and read that passage about the armor of God. And I like to think, as you look at each piece of equipment of this armor, what actually is this piece? Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Your loins girt about with truth. Who is truth? Jesus Christ. Putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Who is your righteousness? It's Jesus Christ. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Who is your peace? Jesus Christ. I'm not sure is this phrase, this question properly stated. Who is your faith? But where is your faith put in? And again, it's Jesus Christ. Who is your salvation? Jesus Christ, yes. And then we have the sword of the Spirit, which Scripture is in complete agreement with the person of Jesus Christ, who is the living Word for us. And so when we put on this armor of God, and remember, the armor of light, can we think of, you boys like light strips or light bars, some of you do at least, I think. Can you think of, you know, we have our loins girt about with truth, a broad belt of a light strip around our waist. We have a big something light for our breastplate of righteousness. We have the helmet of salvation, a band or a crown of light strips around here. We have the shield of faith in place, a big spotlight. We have the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, which is also light. We have light on our feet. And every which way we turn, there is light being emitted from us when we have that armor in place. And whenever we come against darkness, darkness doesn't have power over us. Light keeps the darkness at bay. So we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In Dakes, his comment was, to be clothed with a person is a Greek phrase signifying to take upon one the interests of another, to enter into his views, and be wholly on his side, imitating him in all things. And so when we take on or put on the Lord Jesus Christ, we put on this armor of light, we put on the armor of God, that means that we are to imitate the life of Christ in everything we do. We enter into his views, how we view life, how we view other people, how we view creation, how we view the Father. We enter into his views. And so, we are surrounded by light. I'd like to turn to John chapter 1. Verses 4 through 9. In him, in Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. When our armor of light is in place, darkness becomes ineffective in our lives. Light is always more powerful than darkness, whether it's in the physical or the spiritual realm. Physically, when the lights go on, the darkness has to leave. It doesn't have a choice. Darkness is simply because there's no source there of light. And then darkness happens. It says the darkness comprehended it not. Now, just in our English understanding of to comprehend something is to understand. And while the ways of darkness don't understand the ways of light, I think this is referring more where the darkness does not overcome light. Darkness cannot bring light into captivity and contain it. When there's light, the darkness has to go. Do we always believe that? In our heads, I think we'd say, yes, we all agree. But the way we live, do we actually believe that light is much more powerful than darkness? When we worry, what are we believing? Are we believing that light is more powerful than darkness? If we allow ourselves to become discouraged at a situation, whether it's relational or whatever, are we really believing that light is more powerful than darkness? In our head, we know it, but sometimes we have that tendency to live in a way that would demonstrate that maybe we actually believe something different. And I just encourage us, remember, light is much more powerful. And as we have that armor of light in place, those dark things have to stay at bay. But we always need to be on guard. There is a tendency to take, at least to let our light, our armor of light, become dimmer, if not replacing it with some other things. Maybe just going down over the list, we focus mostly on light, but things to put on, and this is not necessarily a comprehensive list. We talked about the armor of light, have that in place. The Lord Jesus Christ, we put on the whole armor of God. We put on the new man. In Colossians 3, it has a list. We put on the bowels of mercies. We put on kindness. We put on humbleness of mind. We put on meekness. We put on long-suffering. And then two verses later it says, but above all these, put on charity. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 talks about putting on the breastplate of faith and love, as well as the hope of salvation. So I think Scripture gives us adequate things to put on that we can live victoriously. We don't have to succumb to the ways of darkness. We can live in the light. In Scripture, when it talks about putting on, it frequently is preceded by putting things off first. And so we need to get rid of things in order to put on the light, to put on the whole armor of God. In Ephesians 5:8, it says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And so I trust that as we go through this service this morning, that our armor of light is in place. And it's because of the work of Jesus Christ that we have that available to us. It's available to all of us. So let's walk as children of light. Shall we kneel in prayer? Father in heaven, we just are so grateful for salvation through Jesus Christ, and that we can have, that we can put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to have the mind of Christ, a mind that is humble and thinks of others. Lord, we have a lot of growth to do in that area. And I just pray that you would continue to show us areas where we are weak, areas of need, and that we would grow in grace and to walk in as children of light. Lord, I pray your blessing on the service this morning. Pray that it would be a time of to ponder anew what you have done for us and what you will continue to do. Glorify your name. You are worthy of our worship and our adoration. In Jesus' name, amen.